This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Silence, children. Silence. First, an announcement. We have a treat for you guys today.
If you don't mind. I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Who am I? What is this realm? What is up there in the night sky? Where is the edge to this beautiful flat earth? Is the ocean blue because the sky is blue? Is the sky blue because that's God's favorite color because he's a boy? These are some of the questions that keep me and Baxter up at night. We go back and forth trading our thoughts and feelings. The other night we were talking about, what if our feet were our hands and our hands were our feet? I mean, the randomness of it all. It's just astonishing.
And now...
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this is Santa. I love this.
Yeah! Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday morning, the 18th of February.
Yeah.
Oh, what mic are you on there? You're on green, sorry.
Green. No worries.
Blue doesn't work anymore?
It's kind of...
Keep it up on it?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Blue and green
kind
of flip in between of giving us a little bit of a weird sound. So rather than fix it here at the station, I thought it was smart to just switch between them.
Makes sense.
I mean, it's very K-Rock of you.
Yeah. It's just, well, this one sounds bad today. Let's go back to the other one.
Have we told anyone about that?
Within the station?
Yeah.
Who knows? At this point, who knows? But yeah, no. Green good
green,
for
okay.
now, yeah.
All right.
And then when green gets bad...
You go to yellow,
I'll
then
on,
you go
no,
back to blue.
Just blue.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
All right. How was the long weekend?
It was great. I love a long weekend.
Me too.
We should really look into doing this more.
We have. We've looked into having off Fridays.
Yeah.
We think that it should be a national sort of law or regulation.
I agree.
We haven't gone very far in it.
It was wonderful.
What did you do? Nothing? Catch up
no.
on TV?
Yeah, a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Had a friend over Saturday night, and we made the mistake of watching the new Netflix dating show, Love is Blind.
So this got a lot of tweets to us.
Oh, my God.
Because is this the new My Feet Are Killing Me?
No. It's a dating show where you don't meet the person until you're engaged.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and by don't meet, you actually don't see them. There's no interaction because you're in these pods, and you just talk in these pods to each other.
Okay.
Within 3 days, people were saying, "I'm so in love with you. I've never felt this way."
What?
My friend and I were screaming at the television. It was the most obscene, insane thing I've ever witnessed, and I couldn't stop. I hate shows like this, and I could not click fast enough to watch next episode. But I think there's 5 episodes, and then more come out on Thursday. It's insane.
But you didn't like it.
I hated it so much, and I had to keep watching to find out. Like, there's no way that you fall in love with a person within a few days of talking to each other. You just don't. You're insane. You're so either so desperate for love, or you just want to be on TV, which, Jessica, I'm talking to you. It's just, it's awful.
Question.
And great.
Question.
Yeah.
Is it the MTV type of casting? Very attractive people in each of these spots?
One's ugly, for sure.
All
so
right.
It just depends
on... So you don't
have
to dodge that bullet, you know, going in.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to be... There are levels to the attractiveness.
Right.
But there are definitely... You're not going to go, oh, no, that's not someone I wanted. But it is terrible.
Yeah.
And I hate my friend for saying, let's just watch one and see how we feel. 5 hours later, we were like, oh, when's Thursday?
But when is Thursday?
Then we realized Thursday is when it always is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Same place in the week.
Yeah, we lost brain cells watching the show.
Funny, I had a similar situation last night.
Yeah?
You did.
My wife directs Disney TV shows. Mm-hmm. That's like her thing. And she's always around teenagers or, you know, young kids directing them and acting. And she came home and she goes, this kid Sky, who we love, she's an actress. She goes, put me in her TikTok.
Oh, no.
And I go, oh. And she goes, yeah, we did this dance or whatever. I was terrible in it. But anyway, she put me in her TikTok. I go, okay. And then we're sitting around the other night and she goes, I'm going to see if she put up my TikTok. And I go, you're going to download TikTok? She goes, yeah, let's see if she put it up. I want to see it. I go, okay. So she downloads TikTok and she goes, oh, she hasn't put it up yet. I go, oh, that's a bummer. And then, you know, I start hearing like little music coming from her phone or like voices or and I'm like, and it's like an hour later and I go, are you just checking out TikTok now? She goes, yeah, it's pretty good. I go, it's not good. It's just kids dancing and singing. It's like not, it's actually not good.
Yeah.
Like you say it's good, but the funny part is it's the exact opposite.
Not at all. Yeah.
It's not good.
Okay.
And she goes, I don't know. Okay. And then she goes, oh. I downloaded my name. I got Danielle Fishel 8.
Who are the first seven?
I go, who? Yeah, good question. Good question. And she goes, yeah. And then she goes, I'm gonna try this. And so I start to see her put the phone up, and she's sort of like dancing around.
Oh,
like, and
Danielle.
I was like, Danielle, this is a very bad idea. Don't
Danielle.
Do this.
Yeah,
this is very bad. And so she goes, okay. And so she backs off it. Mm-hmm. And then last night, she convinced me to do this TikTok video of like our hands. I'll have to show you during a break.
Okay.
But yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw it too. I wasn't going to mention that.
I think we're on TikTok now.
No, you're definitely
well, I'm
on
not.
TikTok.
It's not my name.
You're TikTokers.
But you are. Then we looked up and it was like 8:30 and we'd started at like 5.
What?
It was very embarrassing.
Whoa.
I'm very embarrassed.
Wow.
Are you going to get on TikTok?
I don't believe so.
Are you sure?
Nothing without my following.
Okay.
Right, but I don't.
But you
so.
Didn't think she would have.
No.
Either.
Oh my God. We
so okay.
Please. We made fun of it all the time, and
sure.
Then now we're on it, and we're like, you know,
where's the Dagon?
Yeah, check out this 13-year-old Puerto Rican kid who learned how to do a crazy rain dance. Like we're like trying to figure out the best ones.
Kevin, how about you? Anything as exciting as our weekend?
Yes. I can't stop watching and hating The Bachelor. Same thing.
Really?
Yeah,
same thing as you.
Okay. We're all disgusting people.
We what? Really are.
Just
gross.
Hate it.
Yeah.
And watch it.
The guy's awful this year, right?
He's terrible.
This year, this month, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Peter?
It's Peter, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a pilot. I don't know if you know that, but in every single episode, he flies into each one and they go to the hangar and...
Wait, literally?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I was yelling last night. We know he's a pilot! And then I yelled at myself because I was watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then I didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
Do they have a great playing, like a crash person? Someone who's like a mess, drunk all the time or whatever?
No, we're getting to the, yes, there's a drama woman.
Mm-hmm.
Drama, crazy, crazy, crazy drama. And should I give it away?
I mean, yeah.
People may have not watched it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I mean.
There's a woman. Her name is Victoria, who's nothing but drama.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he gave her a rose as one of the three.
That
out
always
of four.
Happens, man.
And I was like, come, yeah.
Yeah, well, come on. Crazy.
But
hot.
So was the girl that left.
Oh.
There's only four left. So
I think
they're...
producers always have a hand in that. They keep one person around for you to hate a little
always.
More, so you keep watching it.
Yeah.
Got to have a villain.
Yeah.
So that's my...
What happened to us this weekend?
What happened to us? We're so lowbrow and
gross. Why do we do what we hate?
I don't know. You guys watch Love is Blind, though.
No.
No, I mean, honestly, get a TikTok. It's really worth it.
I don't need either of those because I have The Bachelor.
Yeah, okay.
I'm set.
Oh, dear.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Every video, I pour juice over my head.
That's
okay.
On TikTok.
I'm sure. We're doing great news today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we are.
Because we were off yesterday, so great news is on the program today. I don't know if you saw Chaka Khan's national anthem.
Chaka Khan?
Mm-hmm.
Chaka Khan?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was... it was... That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Was it the national anthem? Because I didn't recognize any notes. Mm,
and it's not like an amateur. This is a Hall
she's
of Famer.
Legend.
Yeah.
So I brought in a bunch of other terrible national anthems.
Excellent.
I mean, people that just ruin the song.
Yeah.
It's not. It's Fergie being one of them.
Yes.
At last year's All-Star game? 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
But, yeah, it's don't do that.
Okay.
Make it a song that we recognize.
That'd be nice.
There's a preacher that says that Shakira and J-Lo unleash demons into our souls when we watch the Super Bowl halftime show.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. He means his pants, doesn't he?
He really does.
Yeah.
He really does. He says, my 12-year-old son, but he means himself.
He means his dog.
Yep. Recline or not recline on a plane. It won't die. It will not die.
It will not go away.
We were ahead of the curve on this.
Should we do the scientific survey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Let's get the final word.
All right. And Jensen's guest list coming up as well. And we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
Time for what's happening with Ali.
Kevin, it was a long weekend.
Yes, it was.
Did you go to the movies?
I did.
Did you see Birds of Prey, I would assume?
I did see Birds of Prey.
Okay. Please see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes. What? Oh, is it that good?
Did you see it?
No.
Okay, damn it.
Did you see it?
No, but I just imagined Kevin in the theater watching Sonic the Hedgehog, and it made me excited. It made me happy.
Okay.
No, I watched something else, too, but that was pretty good. Birds of Prey.
I've heard.
It's pretty good. And she's really good.
Margot Robbie.
That's the kind of movie where it sort of rests on the acting because it's a real fine line to walk between cartoon and reality.
Yeah.
And they do it really well, and she's really good.
Did you ask for the movie Birds of Prey when you bought your ticket?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
they're still
calling it
Birds of Prey and everything written, but they were going to switch it up so people knew what the movie was about.
Mm-hmm.
It does say the full title on the screen, though, at the beginning and end.
Yeah.
But that's not what they call it.
Interesting. Well, Sonic the Hedgehog, you guys, made its big debut over President's Weekend and easily landed the top spot at the box office for those few days, not the long 4 day. About $57
million.
Wow. Not bad.
A lot of dough.
When you count up the four-day weekend, $64.3 million, claiming the title of biggest North American debut for a movie based on a video game. And they're saying it's probably going to be the biggest movie based on a video game. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. The better-than-expected launch is a big win for Paramount and director Jeff Fowler, who redesigned the character after an outcry from fans, even though it meant pushing the film's release date back a bunch, because, boy, you can't have human teeth. You can't. It's just not possible.
That is a massive opening, though.
It's a huge, huge opening.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and ding that. Coming in second, a movie that Kevin saw, Birds of Prey, making $17.6 million, followed by Fantasy Island, The Photograph, and, rounding out the top five, Bad Boys for Life. Kevin, you said you saw two movies this weekend.
I saw a movie called
Downhill.
Hill.
Oh, you did see it.
Came in 10th.
Because I thought.
Wow, 10th. Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, I love Will Ferrell.
Love.
I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Love. Yes. Can't be. It can't,
the chemistry between them has to be entertaining, even if the movie sucks.
Absolutely.
And you heard me say that it's based on a movie that I love called Force Majeure. So what could go wrong?
Right.
Right.
And Russ Leatherman, when we had him on Friday, said, if you've seen that movie, which I haven't, by the way.
Right, you got lucky,
Don't go to this one.
Yeah.
And that was good advice, because this one was a terrible movie.
Wow.
Really?
It was not good.
Hmm.
And there's almost no interplay between those two. It's not a comedy in any way. It's just, don't do that.
So you're saying it wasn't more Force Manure. Force Manure.
No!
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
If it wasn't so true, I would hate that statement.
Yeah.
But
Oh, that is too bad.
It's not good.
Wow. I'm really bummed.
I went in expecting it. Not expecting good things. Just,
you're going to have a few laughs with those two.
It's a long weekend. I have the time. Maybe I'll go see that one and just see how it is. And that was a mistake.
Oh, no.
They wrote a movie called The Descendants, which was like a George Clooney movie.
Which was great.
Which was great also.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many good elements to this film.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's not good.
It's not good at all.
Bummer, you guys.
Yeah.
Did you guys see any of the Justin Bieber clips over the weekend?
I did not.
I did. A little bit of the interview, correct?
Yeah. He's talking to Zane Lowe, and he starts talking about his intense desire to protect Billie Eilish. And he basically says that he wants to protect her from all the fame and the pressures that he says almost killed him. Here's his exact quote. I just want to protect her. I don't want her to lose it. I don't want her to go through the things that I went through. I don't wish that upon anybody. So if she ever needs me, I'm just a call away. So Billie Eilish saw that and then put that beginning part where he talks about it and then spliced in clips of her bedroom with the Justin Bieber posters and her wearing a Justin Bieber shirt, just fresh-faced as she looked about 12 or 13 in the picture. So it's such an interesting dynamic that they have now because she, I think the first time she ever said that she loved Justin Bieber was on our show when you guys interviewed her.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of took off. People were like, what? You love Justin Bieber? She's like, sure do. And then they met at Coachella, and it was just, it was kind of a moment, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a moment.
The rest of that interview is intense at times, talking about how much drugs he did and that security guards used to come in to check his pulse.
Wow.
Really dark stuff.
Good.
And then a lot of God talk.
Good interview? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Okay. It's long. But, I mean, there are you just find the highlights. They're all pretty intense.
Yeah. You guys ever think maybe if I smelled my lover's shirt, I'd sleep better?
First of all, I don't use the word lover.
No, you have to say lover like that. Researchers say having a loved one's natural scent nearby could be as effective a sleep aid as melatonin.
Smells like donkey ass.
I mean,
a lot of smelling
happening. For the study, people were given two shirts to use as pillowcases. One had to be worn by their lover. The other one was clean or had been worn by a stranger. Participants spent two nights in a row sleeping with each shirt. They weren't told which shirt was which, but they reported feeling more well-rested after using the T-shirt with their lover's scent. They said it's an effect similar into what is reported from taking oral melatonin supplements, often used as a sleep aid. I mean, that's fascinating.
I smell like beef, of course.
I wouldn't sleep well if I was just smelling beef all night, because I'd want steak. It's true.
I do, for the record, I do think I still smell like beef from Korean barbecue I had like weeks ago. I still smell it.
Well, meat sweats are real, but I don't think weeks later.
I don't know.
What the hell is that smell?
Well, it's my lava. And he smells like beef. Research will next examine if parents' shirts can also help babies sleep better. So I feel like it's just maybe a pillowcase or a blanket that smells differently than Tide or whatever you're using.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Like
good times. With your lava. Ugh. Some birthdays for you. Molly Ringwald, John Travolta.
Adele Dazeem.
Ike Barinholtz, Dr. Dre, and Yoko Ono. That is.
It's a real performance by her. It's my favorite part.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, by performance, that's her singing, right?
I mean, if you use the word loosely.
Extremely loose. All right. And that's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Carol QFM.
K-Rock. Is it possible that Shakira and J-Lo at halftime of the Super Bowl opened up a portal allowing demons to possess your soul?
If by portal you mean in your pants,
nope.
Something possess your pants area.
It's early for me to say yes or no.
Okay.
I'd like to hear more.
Okay. This is a preacher named Dave DeBenmar. And he's in Ohio, and this is what he has to say.
What if there's a spirit that accompanies the visual of a pornography? What if that opens us up? Dare I say it? What do they call it, a portal? What if just sitting... In the spiritual realm I'm talking about now. Mm-hmm. Folks, listen. The natural world, they're not going to understand this. They're not going to get it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. Those of us who have eyes to see, let us see. Let us see and understand.
Okay, so far he's just asking a question.
Right.
Right.
What if pornography...
Right. Mm-hmm. Opened a portal.
Opened a portal.
To evil.
Right.
What if sitting in there watching that soft pornography dance across our TVs? Mm-hmm. What if there's a spiritual component to that? What if there's something that comes through out of my screen? What if there's some waves and there comes J-Lo's crotch? What if there's something, waves or
How is J-Lo putting waves out of her vagina?
Also, you have to ask. Then.
Can you say it correctly, please? Waves.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something, some force that comes off of that. What if it's like really and truly infecting me with a virus?
How does that work? Hmm. Is it infecting him with a virus?
Well, yes.
Now, is he speaking spiritually?
Well, portal. Physically? He's saying the portal opens, evil comes out, there's diseases, there's sickness coming out of this portal, and he could be taking it in.
I see.
What if it is really like that, see? I think we ought to sue.
I'm sorry, what?
He thinks we should sue based on the opening of the portal, I'm assuming?
I think we ought to sue.
Mm-hmm. Who do we sue?
I think we ought to sue.
Right, we got that point.
Okay.
Were there any warnings before that Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, so he wants to sue the NFL.
Well.
For the halftime show.
Sure.
The warning would say something along the lines of portal about to be opened. Please hide or whatever.
Right. Or don't watch this if you're susceptible to the devil.
To the portal.
For example. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any warnings. He's right about that.
He is right.
There were no warnings.
Were there any warnings?
No, still no.
12-year-old young son whose hormones are just getting ready, just starting to operate. Is there any warning that what he's going to see might cause him to get sexually excited?
What about you, sir?
Stop making my sons horny.
Right?
I mean, imagine how many warnings there would have to be on TV in general at that point.
Oh, the commercials.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean,
doesn't matter.
It's
2020. Yeah.
Well, I think we ought to go sit down in the courtroom and present this as evidence.
I would like you to do that because...
Yeah. How the whoever...
Okay, why? This is the least focused...
He's got to work on his case.
This is the least focused case ever.
I hope he doesn't represent himself.
I don't even understand. He started with what if, meaning he doesn't know. It's possible. It's also possible that it's not.
Correct. That's not an argument for court, though. That's just playing both sides.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Keeping me from getting into the kingdom of heaven.
Is it possible that the Super Bowl halftime show,
right.
Yes, keeps him from getting into heaven?
Because he's been exposed.
Right. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Could I go into a courtroom and say, viewing what you put on that screen put me in danger of hellfire?
I mean, I hope so.
I wish he would.
I hope so.
I wish he would.
Put me in danger of hellfire.
I would start watching
Your
court
Honor?
TV. It would be so good.
It would be the
OJ case.
It put me in danger of hellfire. Mm-hmm.
Could the court say... Could the court say that doesn't apply here?
The court could say that.
Definitely say that.
Sure.
It doesn't apply here because pornography, the right to porn, overrides your right to watch it. Yeah, but you didn't tell me I was going to watch it. You just brought it into my living room. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me there were going to be crotch shots.
I would have prepared more, too. I got to be honest. I felt let down by the promotion.
And now I'm starting to think it's the guy from Kimmel that just yells behind press
conferences. It does sound like it. It does sound like it, but it's not.
Have you ever even seen a warning like that? I've never even seen a warning that he's talking about. I can't imagine a show that's like, hey, there's going to be sexual dancing in this show.
Sometimes they tell you if there's going to be a strobe light.
Yes.
If you have epilepsy.
Yeah. You're right.
That's very different.
That you could maybe sue for.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, he's right.
He said, well, you should know better. You should know better because it's J-Lo and whoever that was. You should know. She's an expert in crotch shots.
Is she?
And how dare he forget Shakira?
Speak her name,
I mean,
sir.
Put some respect on her name. She was the standout.
You already know that. No, I protect my eyes. I didn't know that about her. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching it.
This is a crazy old man. Mm-hmm.
You know what this guy needs? Some porn.
Needs to get laid.
Yes.
Yes.
I love watching the NFL. I want to watch the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to watch that. Mm-hmm.
Why can't I stop yelling?
He's like Destiny. He was just watching it because it was on. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even change it.
Nothing you can do.
Nothing he can
There's
do.
There's nothing
Lost
you can
the
do.
Remote.
That's right.
If they bring that into my house, is that not discriminatory? That's discriminatory.
It's not.
I don't
against
think
the
values
I have in my house.
I don't think
by
it
definition.
Is.
You can't just do that.
I mean, you can.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue him.
Okay.
Please.
For how much?
You're asking us.
Yeah. I mean, how do you put a price on your soul going to hell?
It's going to be pricey.
Yeah.
If you've got hellfire raining down on you.
Right.
It's $100 million.
$100 million?
Yeah, I was living a normal life.
Uh-huh.
Then
yeah.
I saw Shakira and J-Lo, and now I'm going to hell.
Right.
$250 million.
Okay.
I want to sue him for about $867 trillion.
Oh!
Very exciting. $867 trillion. $1 trillion.
I mean, you just can't round that up or down.
I'd like to see the calculations as to how we got to that.
Oh, please take that to court. Wouldn't that be the best thing ever?
So many good interviews. So much good depositions.
Best thing ever.
I'd be in.
I would be in too.
With Ali and Jensen.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jensen, you saw the Chaka Khan national anthem.
I did. Yeah, I was watching live during the NBA All-Star game.
Thoughts?
Well, you know.
Has she ever heard it?
It's Chaka Khan, man. She's an absolute icon. She's a legend. Mm-hmm. And then during it, I went, is this terrible? And then this is terrible. And then I saw the reaction. They did the camera panning through players, and they were laughing, and a couple of them were like, oh, what's this note? And I went, oh, it is terrible, and everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
It's bonkers.
It's not great.
No.
I had to edit it because it's not possible to listen to it in its entirety.
No, we wouldn't allow that.
It would kill you. But this is part of Chaka Khan's national anthem.
Here to perform the Star Spangled Banner is acclaimed singer, songwriter, and 10-time Grammy winner from Chicago, Chaka Khan.
All right. Warm reception.
10 Grammys, man.
Sure. All right, so there you're like, I don't know, is this great?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is that good or bad? And I said, it feels bad, but it's Chaka Khan, so it's got to be good.
The bonds bursting in air.
Oh, no.
Prove tonight.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Don't. Come on now.
Give me a little more.
Okay.
Give me a little more.
That our flag was still there. Whoa, say does that.
Weird places.
So spangled banner. Yeah.
I mean, there's some semblance to the song in there. And right when you think, okay, now we're getting back on track.
Yes.
She's hitting the right note. No.
This is going to, she's going to redeem herself
she
now.
She just derails it within the next couple notes.
And that one was, that's the cat noise there. That's like, it's a screech. This.
Oh.
Still, I sort of feel what Jensen is saying, which is, is this great?
It's not great.
Or is it terrible?
It's terrible. And the players' reactions as they're passing them, it's like they would show Kawhi, even Kawhi, who's cool as a cucumber,
right,
and every, he's still like, ooh. Like you can see everybody's shoulders just going low. Yeah.
Am I free?
Bring it home.
Oh,
I
mean,
oh,
no. One more round of applause.
No.
No,
no, sir. Could she possibly still be singing? Like, if we checked in, is she still singing?
That's possible, yeah.
Possible.
That is possible.
Yeah.
She's up there with some of the worst.
Yeah.
She's not as bad as Roseanne.
Right. Oh, that can't be Roseanne.
This is for
I hope that's Roseanne.
Oh, say,
birdie.
And this had a similar reaction from players.
Yes, but at least she's singing the notes.
Mm. Yeah.
She's trying to make him sexy, which I don't think is the move.
Spangled banner,
nope.
Oh, no.
And she took long breaks, too, like here. And that's when they would, you know, show people in the crowd trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
For the land of the free.
Well, now, those aren't hitting notes at all.
I mean, it's... You can see what she's going for.
Trying.
You can tell what she's going for.
It's a little
for.
Pitchy, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as bad as Roseanne.
I'll say, can you see by the time's early light what's a
I can't believe this happened.
I can't either.
And then didn't she spit?
Yeah, she grabbed her crotch.
This is literally a sprint.
Yeah. Laughing.
And she's laughing. Because people start booing.
Yeah.
At that point, people start booing, and it's like, oh my God, they're actually booing me during the anthem.
I mean, only thing I'll say is she was trying to get it over with quick.
Right.
I respect that.
Or Carl Lewis. You remember Carl Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, say can you see and the rockets red flag.
Oh.
He says, uh-oh. Now he's going to make the people a promise.
I'll make up for it now.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
For the land of the free.
That had training wheels on it.
And R. Kelly did his own version of the Robert. National Anthem.
And our flag was still there. Oh, sailors, clap your hands, y'all. That's the Spangled Banner.
What's happening? What's happening to the... It's a national anthem. Just sing it.
Do you know how bad of a person you have to be for that not to be the worst thing you've ever done?
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
Wait, you're supposed to wash pillows? You're talking pillowcases.
No.
Pillowcases.
But obviously, you wash pillowcases
every time
you wash the sheets.
Yeah, we do that. Thank God. Then the segment's over.
Right.
Okay, guys.
Good news.
Hit the thingy.
Guys.
What?
I am disgusted. When I brought up last week, I said, you guys, I saw on Twitter like this huge, shocking tweet. This woman wrote, it has come to my attention that people don't wash their pillows.
Cases. Guys, you mean cases.
Pillows, Kevin.
Okay.
Stanky-ass white man.
Stanky-ass white man.
Guys, wash your pillows. Your pillows are hard and flat because they're now just stuffing soaked in drool and head goo. Wash them. F. Then put them in the dryer with a tennis ball. To which a guy I follow retweeted that and in all caps wrote, people don't wash their pillows? And it sparked this whole conversation where people were like, no, I wash my pillowcases, or I have one of those zip covers on. Well, great. It's good that you're washing those once a week.
Right.
But you should
once
be
once a week? I'm supposed to be washing my pillow once a week?
Your pillowcases once a week when you
and
do...
And then how often for a pillow?
I'm getting there.
Oh, God. This
God.
Is just... I've never even thought about
Dang
washing
it.
My pillow. Never even thought
Some
about it.
Some experts say... Are you serious?
Swear
never?
To God, I've never thought about it.
Oh, Some experts say every season, so that's four times a year.
Okay.
Others say twice a year. SleepAdvisor.org says every 3 weeks.
No.
Every 3 weeks.
Here is what is getting on your pillow. Regardless if you use a pillowcase or a zip-up cover, saliva, sweat, oils, dry skin, dust mites, all living in your pillow. I saw a guy's comment that said, I've had the same pillow since high school. This man had been on the news for 15 years. It's got to be at least 30 years that he's had that same pillow
since high school.
So my household, I did ask this weekend because I wanted to know how come I've never thought about the idea of washing my pillow.
Right.
We switch out our pillows every few months.
That's actually a lot sooner than most.
Yes.
Wait, so switch them out meaning
we like buy new ones.
Buy new ones.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Throw them out. All right.
Okay, a lot of people said, "Oh no, I just toss mine." And I put a poll up on my Instagram and a lot of people said, "Oh no, when my pillow gets gross, I toss it."
Mm-hmm.
To which I responded, "How often?" I don't know, every like 3 or 4 years. Okay, no, see, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. It's disturbing.
Where do we find out what we're supposed to be doing?
There's a lot of questions here. But people also say, well, it's just going to ruin the pillow. Just throw it in the washing machine. I throw two in at a time, so that way it's not like getting all discombobulated.
What's the tennis ball thing?
The tennis ball thing is to put it in the dryer so the tennis ball is bouncing around in there and fluffing it at the same time. But here's the concerning thing.
Too much.
If you do not dry your pillow correctly, like the right amount of time, it's in there just getting all moldy and disgusting.
Okay, so, wait, so now you're adding more problems?
So it's disgusting if you don't wash it, and it's disgusting if you do.
No, it's disgusting if you don't dry it enough.
Okay.
All I'm saying is this. A lot of people were commenting in the comments, you know what? I had never thought about washing my pillow. I did it 2 months ago. I have terrible allergies. I've now been waking up without a stuffy nose, without the burning eyes, without anything, because your pillow is disgusting and it's what you've been sleeping on, you nasty, nasty people.
I think we have an important question to ask.
Yes, please.
Muggs.
Oh, come on.
How long have you had your pillow?
I would say about 8 years.
Right. And have you ever washed it?
My gosh.
Not once.
Right. And to be honest with you, I think it's a majority of us.
Have you ever thought of washing it?
Not. One.
Is this a surprise? Well, what Ellie's saying is this is a surprise.
It has me flabbergasted, really.
It's a surprise to a lot of people. Here's the poll that Yashar Ali did on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Do you wash your pillows? Yes, 26.4%. No, 35%.
Right.
Didn't know I should, 32%.
Yes, that's a large majority of not washing your pillow.
So I put a poll on my Instagram. Do you wash your pillow? The actual pillow, not the pillowcase. Of course, 44%. What? Wait, no! 56%.
Right.
And I think a lot of the, of course, people
are lying.
We're lying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it can't be true.
I don't think a lot of people know you're supposed to wash your pillow. You disgusting people sleeping on that drool and mites.
How much drool is on my pillow?
A lot. If we were to go to your houses right now and looked at your pillow,
under
I guarantee it's yellow all on the outside. Muggs, what?
That's not drool!
All right.
I don't know.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
The news blows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
It's so negative, and that's why we like a feature on this show called Great News.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for Great News today.
Great News!
How long do you guys want to live?
Another year or two.
That's so sad.
So dark.
And so dark.
No, I don't know. Mid-90s?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll go 88.
Yeah, I'm fine mid-80s. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll go first, I guess. When they say death does us part, they don't mean longer than 75 years either, do they? Like, that's too long, right? That's too long. I don't know.
That does seem like a long time.
Well, Texas's John Charlotte Henderson, they're now in the Guinness Book of World Records. They're a couple. They've been married now for 80 years.
Wow.
They dated for five before they got married. They're together now for 85 in total as a couple. They're the oldest married couple of all time, if you add up their ages. John is 107.
Wow.
Charlotte is 105.
Is it possible that they're just don't have the energy to get a divorce?
Like, they don't even know who each other is at this point. They first met in 1934 at the University of Texas, and they both knew immediately that they had met someone special. Charlotte says she still gets a handmade Valentine card yearly from him with a love note written in it. Isn't that sweet?
Mm-hmm.
And though they never had any children, which I assume is one reason they've lived so long, they have been happily retired since the 70s. Here is John talking about what it felt like to be recognized by the Book of World Records.
Overwhelming. We never thought anything like this could come true.
I mean, he said come true. He didn't die mid-sentence.
It sounded like perhaps.
Come to, right. And then, mm-hmm. And then despite their old age, both are extremely healthy. John reads the paper every day, and the question they get asked the most is obvious. How do you make it work? How do you keep your marriage together? Here's John's response.
Take every day in stride. Try to make tomorrow a better day than today.
And don't listen to your wife ever. Keep walking.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. Uh-huh. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
When asked what life would be like without Charlotte, John replied, "Well, I don't know. I never tried it." Charlotte was quick.
Sounds like he wants to.
And Charlotte was quick to stress, "And he better not." And for the big anniversary of 80 years, what did they do? Here is a news reporter in Texas giving us the details.
For their anniversary celebration, John picked up Charlotte the same way he did on their first date, driving a 1920s Roadster and carrying a bouquet.
107 and he's driving?
He's still driving. Wow. He can't drive far. He just drives within the little community, but he's still driving.
I don't. I'm just.
This is.
Oh, dear.
It's great news for a little longer. Okay. Just like a couple more weeks tops. And that's adorable to me. So true love does exist with these two, and that is why it's my great news.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That was good.
That was something. That guy drives.
Mm-hmm.
107.
And wow.
By the way, just like a couple feet. He doesn't drive.
A lot can happen in a couple feet.
True.
That's all I'm saying. So I saw a picture that was circulating that made my heart just swell. It's a little boy named Oliver that is in a wheelchair, and his mom turned around because he wasn't right behind her at the Target and realized he had stopped in his wheelchair to look up at an ad that they had that also had another little boy in a wheelchair. He was just stopped and staring at this in awe. And it made my heart swell because, you know what? Representation really does matter. And representation of all kinds absolutely matters. And this is something that Target is actually really good at, making sure that everybody feels welcome, not only in their stores, but through their advertising. So she snapped a picture of this, and it, of course, went viral. And she wrote, "Thank you, Target. Today, Oliver stopped me dead in his tracks and turned back around to see this picture that he spotted." We are going to put it up at Kevin Mornings on Twitter. It is just such a precious picture. And she wound up getting a response back from the little boy's mother, who's in the picture, the model, if you will, of the kid. And it's just so lovely that now they are starting this kind of friendship. I'm having a lot of ads popping up on my computer as I'm trying to do the story, and it's not cool.
Is it for
at
Target?
All.
Is it because you've said their name?
Big sale at Target, you guys. This is amazing.
How about that?
But as this photo was circulated, she saw her son Colton was the boy featured in the Target ad. And she wrote, "I'm that little boy in the Target display's mom. And this picture has me in tears. Tell Ollie he can do anything he puts his mind to." And all sorts of people started posting pictures of their kids in front of ads that they related to, like a little girl posing in front of a picture where the girl in the picture has Down syndrome. So she's posing in front of that. Another mother talked about how her daughter, who hates her freckles, saw a picture of an African-American girl with light skin and freckles. And she's like, "Wait a minute, she's just like me. I have freckles and her freckles are so pretty. That's just like me." It's just a beautiful thing when people that usually don't see themselves portrayed in a great light, you're seeing this inclusivity and this beauty, and to have it be for little kids that then are going to see that more and more, I think that's just a beautiful thing. Plus, my God, Target.
Right?
God, I love it so much.
Great, great
place.
It
is a real sickness, me and Target.
Did you see the thing that went viral this week?
The little girl that had a birthday party at Target. We're going to talk about that coming up.
Have to.
It's magic. It is absolutely magic. That is why Target is my great news.
Back in November, Karen and Dustin Moore had been on their way to California after becoming proud parents to an 8-day-old baby girl. They get on the plane, and by the way, I've been here. They have a 8-day-old baby, and they know everyone hates them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everyone
absolutely.
On that plane hates them.
Yeah.
So he's like apologizing as they go back. And then I'm going to read his words. "I offered numerous apologies to passengers while maneuvering the aisle with 4 bags. About mid-flight, our daughter awoke and politely informed us that she wanted a new diaper. After inquiring about a space for a table change, a thoughtful flight attendant named Jenny cleared a place in the back of the plane and gave us privacy. As the doting dad changed the daughter's diaper,
The flight attendant named Bobby greeted them with a warm smile and inquired about our daughter, and he congratulated us before walking away. My wife and I exchanged curious looks, but thought nothing of it. To their shock, Bobby's voice then came over the intercom a few minutes later, announcing the Moore's adoption, and the plane erupted in applause. Bobby then told the passengers he would be passing out pens and napkins so everyone could write notes of encouragement to the new parents. The crew gathered the napkins, then read a few of their favorites over the intercom.
Come on with this flight.
Who are these dreams? Oh. These are great people.
Amazing people. Yes. And here's why it happened. Bobby and Jenny ended up collecting more than 60 napkins, but he says the spontaneous baby shower was him paying it forward because this happened with him and his bride. They got married, and the same thing happened where everybody was given napkins and write down their messages of support. Mm-hmm. And he's paying that kindness forward to this couple.
Bobby. Very nice.
Making sure that the entire plane is in on giving, you know, thoughts of encouragement and hope to this family.
The question is, were they reclined in their seats?
Great question.
I mean,
Jason.
That is a great.
Because if they reclined, I don't know if they deserve this. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but that's my great news. Because you don't see that often.
Not at all. Very nice.
That is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. How stressed they must have been.
First of all,
8 days old. Should the baby have been flying? Right. That's a whole other question. Listen, I'm
Did
not
Did you write
judging.
That on your napkin?
Why is the baby flying? I mean, really. But my gosh, the stress of having a brand new baby and not knowing really what to do at all.
Yeah.
And then have everybody be that kind. That is
very
lovely.
Nice. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to do a scientific survey. So 1-800-520-1067. We need jurors.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you what it's about, and then we're going to let you decide something that we've been arguing about. Mm-hmm. We will do a scientific survey next.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
KROQ FM.
Recline your seat or don't recline your seat.
Yeah.
I don't say don't. I say be considerate.
Okay.
But of what? Of someone being tall behind you?
Yeah. Yes.
No, it's not how it works. You pay the same price as everyone else, I mean, or at least close to, and one of the options that the plane gives you is reclining your seat. If they want to stop giving that option, I'll have a different opinion. But for right now, we're all paying the same fee so that we can move our seat back. And the people who can't move their seat back are paying less of a fee because they're in, like, the back row. We've went over this, and I'm right. We know this.
I mean, we have gone over this.
Yes.
I'm not sure you're right, though.
I know I am right, because it is not an option that you just don't... then I won't pick... I'll be like, that guy's too tall. Got to move seats. Over and over again. No one will sit anywhere.
Man, your life is so hard.
Telling you.
I'm saying be considerate. I'm saying if there's somebody behind you that doesn't have a lot of room...
Ruin your day for him or her.
It doesn't ruin your day to be nice. Not that hard.
How much are you really reclining? Do we know the actual
It's like an inch
number?
And a half. I mean, it seems like it's very little.
But it's not the part, like, it's not the butt part of your seat. Mm-mm. So you're not moving that back. So how is it affecting? I'm asking this short person.
So I think the real answer is
barely 5'2".
Right. It appears, based on what I've seen online, that it's more about the people who have their tray out.
Okay.
That is the thing that really pushes, because you're then losing even more room. Because the tray of the person
but
who's
I'll say
taller.
This. As a person who's 6'2", uh-huh. My knees are already hitting the seat in front of me. If they tilt back, that hurts.
Okay.
And I have to move my knees and I can't sit comfortably. And I don't know why it's such a big deal to just ask and just say, hey, do you mind?
Yeah.
And then you say yes, then I still move it back?
Yeah, sure.
There's the play. There we go.
Sure.
We did it.
This is the CEO of Delta Airlines talking about the same thing.
It's the etiquette, though. I want to know what the etiquette is. If you're a tall guy, Ed, you are a tall guy. You are in coach.
I am.
And somebody's in front of you and they want to go all the way back. Is it appropriate to even say to them, hey, I'm really tall or whatever it is. Could you do me a favor and don't go back? Do they have every right to go as far back as they want? They paid for the ticket.
I think customers have the right to recline. We've been testing reduced recline and seeing response on that. We actually have a fair amount of our fleet on a reduced recline as a result of that. But I think the proper thing to do is if you're gonna recline into somebody that you ask if it's okay first, and then you do it. But
you have
at
to
the
ask.
Same time, I think it's every
Oh, that's interesting. You think you... That
I never say anything myself, though.
You don't say anything. Do you think the etiquette is to ask the person behind if you can recline?
I think if someone knows there's a tall person behind them and they want to recline their seat, I think the polite thing would be to make certain it was okay. I never recline because I don't think it's something that's
all right.
Sir, okay.
Be
all right.
Sir. Okay. My seat.
First I never say of all, couple issues. Yeah.
First
you
of
go
all,
ahead. Allie.
Zip it. One. Dude hasn't flown in coach for decades.
No, right. this is truly a question he can't answer as someone who is obviously first class every flight.
Absolutely. Yes. Second of all, your airline is dumping fuel on kids on a playground. Yeah. Sit this one out, Chief.
This doesn't seem to be his airline's biggest issue right now. No.
All right, listen, it's time for a scientific survey. Let's do this.
It's time for Kevin and the Morning Scientific Survey.
All right, so we have people on hold that have listened to this entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let them vote, and then that will be legally
that's
binding.
It. Yeah, that's the truth.
Jamie and Huntington Beach.
Yeah. Oh, so close.
All right, you listened to that entire conversation. So what's the etiquette when you're on a plane?
I'm with Jensen all the way. Recline that back, man.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Thank you very much, Heimer.
Right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, one for the wrong way. Matthew in Los Angeles, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good,
morning.
Thank you. So recline the seat or no?
100% recline that seat. You paid for the seat. Yep. Recline it. There's no etiquette involved. Yes, if there's a super tall guy, he has the right to ask you to not recline it, but
correct.
You by no means need to ask him before you recline your seat.
Yes, Matthew.
Yeah, it's not our fault you're tall, right?
Yeah,
and the CEO sounds like a babbling idiot.
Yeah, he's
agreed.
We all agree on that.
Agreed. Yes.
All right. So.
Wow, 2-0, you guys.
How about that, Patrick in Monrovia. Good morning.
Morning. I say do not recline.
Oh, the other way. What is your reasoning here? You just think it's not a right we're given?
Just courtesy to other people, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like everybody knows, we're in a cramped space, and if you're in coach, I mean, you're in an even crammer space. So
you are in a cramped space.
That's my fellow man.
He is right about the cramming.
Patrick, how tall are you? Oh,
sorry.
He's gone. I'm 6'8".
That makes sense.
Okay.
Let's our next caller, Taco Fall from the Boston Celtics.
Let's go to Dan and Pico Rivera. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
All right, we have two votes to one so far.
All right, well, what I don't get is that, you know, if you're very large, the airline makes you buy two seats sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're very tall, why don't they make you buy two seats, one in front, one in back? I say the option's there. You are to recline.
Not
I
wrong.
Get that.
Thank you, Dan. Wow. Not wrong. Not a bad
That's
point.
That's not a bad point. I never even thought about that.
Interesting. Yeah.
That way you 100% have control over the recline. Mm. I buy both the seats. Thank you.
So you're going to make me buy two seats everywhere I go?
I mean, I don't need you to do that, but if you need to control the recline, absolutely. I mean, you have the right. You paid for it.
The people have spoken.
Yeah.
I'm curious, though, mm-hmm. to hear a couple more. Is that bad? Like, I know the people have spoken, but I would love to hear.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. Let's go to Carrie in Fontana. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
What up, boo? I would say recline. I was going to agree with that other guy. If you're tall, go buy a first class seat and let me recline.
There, even better.
Wow.
Even a better point, Carrie.
Spoken like a short poor.
I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
So you're 5'9"?
I'm 5'9".
All right.
Okay.
She makes a good point in the idea that not even buying two seats, just you got to upgrade then, bro. You know, go
get it. Doesn't mean you have money just because you're tall.
Yeah, tall people have money.
They do.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't realize
By the
that.
Way, it's sweeping the board, man.
Yeah.
It really is. Should we do one more?
Yeah, though? Gabriel.
Right. Gabriel and Stanton, good morning. It's usually
Allie, Jensen, rest in peace, Bean.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
Recline that seat.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Kevin.
This is crazy.
Kevin did not see this coming.
It's been a long time since something was this dominant.
Yeah, it truly is the right we are given. I'm so happy that here in America we can still have human rights and the ability to do what we are given the chance to do.
And I'm saying, would it kill you to just be thoughtful?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
That was Kevin in the Morning Scientific Survey.
When we come back, we will have a brand new guest list. Very excited about this one. It's kind of a fast food report-ish. Tune
right.
in soon. Here we go.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LANOC's alternative rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On Tuesdays, mm-hmm. Jensen picks a list. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this one.
This is a guest list that gets us into a little bit of the fast food report adjacent. I'm very excited to get you into it, but for now, it's the guest list.
It's the guest list, it's the guest list. Come on in, gather round, we're gonna count it down. Yeah. It's the guest list, it's the guest list. Come on in, gather round, we're gonna count it down. Guest list, what do you know? Guest list, it's time to show. Guest list, don't you blow, whoa. Guest list, come on, let's go. The guest list.
Beautiful.
All right, so let's get into it. This week, all right, so what I do is I give you sort of a ranking down of something from the website ranker.com. Mm-hmm. In this case, 11,000 votes, almost 12,000 votes.
Okay.
And I have the top 10 list in front of me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to ask you guys to pick which ones are on the list, and you'll get a point for every one you come up with.
Easy enough.
Very easy. So this week, we are going to be counting down the best family restaurant chains in America.
Best family restaurant chains
in America. Again, almost 12,000 votes. People were asked, what is the best family restaurant chains in America? Now I ask you to give me restaurants that show up in the top 10. So let's start with our friend Kevin Ryder.
Johnny Rockets.
Oh, nice.
Johnny Rockets, not in the top 10.
Oh, well,
I got a nice
maybe,
out of Ellie. So
yeah, it was I think they probably aren't as big in other areas. Mm.
Decent pick. Johnny Rockets not on the list. Let's move to Mugs.
Applebee's. Mm-hmm.
Very good pick. Mm. Applebee's number 6.
Oh, all right.
On the board, Applebee's number 6 on the board. Moving on to Allie McKay.
Chili's.
Chili's is number 7.
Ooh, oh.
Right. All right, right next to each other, 6 and 7. We're moving on to Kevin Ryder.
Denny's.
Denny's.
Boom!
Number 10. Yeah. Everybody is on the board.
Yep,
Denny's
job.
Number 10. Again, we are counting down the best family restaurant chains in America as voted 12,000 times. Muggos.
The International House of Pancakes has got to be on the list.
IHOP, or briefly named IHOB, number 3.
All right.
Oh. We are running the board right now. We are moving on to Allie McKay.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Can I use that one?
Not on the board. Golden Corral.
Cheap people.
Running out of picks, I assume, to get to Golden Corral. Kevin Ryder.
Golden Corral.
Have you ever been to Golden Corral?
Not on the list.
I don't remember.
A lot of families in Utah.
I'm surprised you picked Golden Corral over Hooters for family food. Okay, let's go to Muggos.
TGI Fridays.
Yes. TGI Fridays, number 9.
Love it.
All right, Mugs back on the board. We're going to Allie McKay. That went too fast to you, I think.
It really did.
Okay.
Who has the Bloomin' Onion?
I was going to say, I would stay away from
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse, number 5, as she screams it at me. All right. We go to Kevin, correct?
Bob's Big Boy.
Bob's Big Boy.
Boom.
Not in the top 10. It is number 18. Muggos?
Let's go.
Holy moly, I'm drawing a blank. Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese, not on the not in the top 10.
Oh.
It, however, is deep in the 20s.
Damn.
It is 29. Allie McKay, back to you. Too quick, I think.
Soup Plantation.
Oh. Not a list, although I'm a big fan despite the
and
name.
A lot of families.
Yeah, a lot of families. Not in the top 40.
The best.
Not in the top 40. Last round.
Not in the top 40.
Not in the top 40, no. What is it? We're 2-2-1.
One for Kevin, two for me, three from us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Let's get to the final round then. Let's go, Kevin.
Hardee's.
Hardee's. Not on the list. Not in the 40.
Not in the 40.
No, not in the top 40.
Makes it so much worse.
All right, we're moving to Muggos. Again, we are talking top family restaurant chains in America.
Here we go. Hometown Buffet.
Hometown Buffet.
Nice.
Not on the list, which will get the chance. That'll give the chance to Allie to tie it up. Allie, what is one of the top 10 best family restaurant chains in America?
Sizzler.
No, Sizzler not on the list. We have not time traveled to the 80s. So it is not one of the top family restaurant chains in America. So that gives Muggos the win, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So would you guys want to hear the top 10?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So let's start with 15. We have Dave & Buster's at 15, mm-hmm. KFC at 14, Dairy Queen at 13, Subway 12, Fuddruckers 11, and then let's get into the top 10. First, number 10, you guys got Denny's.
See you at Denny's.
I pulled the clips of the things they end the commercials with.
That's quite a line.
Number 9, TGI Fridays.
Now at TGI Fridays.
All right.
Great clips.
Listen, I was surprised, by the way, how boring some of these ending of commercials are. Number 8, you didn't get Red Lobster.
Oh. Endless Shrimp is back at Red Lobster.
Okay.
I was pulling these all last night and going, why don't they have catchphrases? None of them. Number 7, one of the great songs. You got this one, Chili's.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
It's a good,
baby,
good jingle right here.
Yeah. I want my baby back. Chili's, baby back.
That's the best song about ribs.
It's absolutely.
It's a true bop. 6, Applebee's.
Applebee's. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood.
All right.
That's their slogan, yeah.
Number 5, you got because Allie racked her brain a bit. That was the Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
You guys know that in high school I went to the Outback Steakhouse because someone told me that the waiters have to have that accent, and then I got there and the guy's like, what would you guys like to drink? And I was like, I don't want to eat here anymore.
You thought they were all Australian?
Yeah, someone convinced me they're faking the accents. Number 4, you did not get. It is one of the best, Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Yum? Is that their song?
Yeah. It's a good one.
And it is.
Number 3, you did get. That's IHOP.
IHOP. Eat up every moment.
Sure. 2, I'm shocked. 1 and 2 were not taken in this game.
Okay.
Number 2, it's where family always is, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family.
It's
an easy one. And the number 1 family restaurant chain in America you did not get, it's obviously slightly regional, but I did think you'd come up with it. It is...
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel. It's based in family.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, a lot of families.
But congratulations to Muggs, who was able to pull that off. And that was this week's guest list.
The guest list.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, the world famous K-Rock.
What's happening, Allie?
First of all, you're not off the hook for... you're binging a show that none of us have heard of.
Yeah, during the break you said, I binged a TV show this weekend, and then you named it, and both Allie and I said, that's a fake show.
We're going to talk about that coming
up. Are we? Okay.
Because, guys, remember when we were talking about Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas writing pretty much a great 007 Bond movie theme?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we were wondering, oh, do they know anything about the movie? Are they given, like, little hints, whatever? We now know.
Mm.
Phineas spoke about the track's origins in a new interview with British GQ, saying that it's based on the first 20 pages of the film's script.
Oh.
Here's what he said. He said, we wrote No Time to Die on a tour bus, which again, I mean, either they're in their bedrooms or on a tour bus. They
don't
will
go
not
to a
go
studio.
To a studio.
No studio.
They refuse.
Studios will ruin the run.
It really will.
Yeah.
He said, specifically in the bunks of our tour bus, we were given the first 20 pages of the script. I guess that's up to the point when the song comes in during the movie, right? That's how all of the Bond films open up. So we were able to read the first 20 pages, which was obviously incredible. It gave us such a good steer and such insight into whether the song would fall, where the song would fall, and the tone. It makes it easier than having to write the whole song based on the entire movie, or in fact, none of the movie. So Billy and I wrote the song, recorded the demo, sent it to them, and we finished it in London. Listen to this. With Hans Zimmer doing the orchestral arrangements.
Wow.
And also, Johnny Marr from the Smiths. Wow. I mean, James Bond, Hans Zimmer, Johnny Marr, mind-blowing. You think, Phineas?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's nuts, you guys.
That's high praise.
Can you imagine you wrote a song in your tour bus and then you hand it over to Hans Zimmer? He's like, I'll take it from here. And then Johnny Marr's like, me too, mate. What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Wasn't great.
I liked it.
That's amazing, you guys.
Can we ask Kevin the show he's watching now?
Yeah, Kevin.
What's the TV show you're watching?
You binge watched.
I binge watched over the weekend.
Okay.
Five episodes of Strike Back.
And is Strike Back. That's soccer?
Not a show.
No, it's not soccer. It's British Special Forces. It's on Cinemax.
Scam?
Is it a scam?
Are you not a scam?
Is it a scam?
No, it's season 7, by the way.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Season 7.
Sorry.
It is season 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's on Cinemax?
It's on Cinemax.
Cinemax. he's watching Cinemax.
Strike Back.
By the way, they began season 8.
Oh, 8. Okay.
Oh, 8.
Yeah.
That's what I'm binging then.
Unbelievable.
You're picking it up at season 8?
No, I watched every season.
You all in a weekend?
Watch 7 seasons of a show.
I've watched the show over the years as it's been out.
No.
So you've been watching a show for 7 years and we didn't know?
Yes.
What is it? Is your favorite food still lasagna? We're learning so much about you. I feel like we're just getting into Kevin.
That's such a good... It's a Kevin pick.
It is, because you love those special agents kind of shows.
Special Forces.
Wow.
Strike Back.
Strike Back. It's a pretty good
show.
Wow. Pretty good.
Did not see that coming.
Pretty good.
I thought you picked it up at season 8. I'm like, I feel like you need some background.
No, I have all background.
Okay, wow. All right.
Can I list off some of the stars? You tell me if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah.
Philip Winchester?
No.
He's the star.
I remember him from Strike Back.
Okay.
Sullivan Stapleton, which sounds like a name I made up.
Sullivan Stapleton.
Michelle Lukes.
Nope.
Daniel McPherson and Warren Brown.
I don't know who any of those people are.
So it's a British show.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, I respect it.
British Special Forces. It's great. Dave, King of Mexico, he's the only other living person that I know that knows about this show.
I've never heard
of it.
I don't get Cinemax, though.
Okay. I only saw season 1, by the way.
Wow.
I mean, even he dropped out. He watched all of Big Bang Theory.
That's a lack of commitment on your part.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's wrap it up with some birthdays. Dr. Dre, Ike Barinholtz, John Travolta,
Adele Dazeem,
Molly Ringwald, and Yoko Ono.
Don't worry. Stop doing that.
What do you think that one's called?
No idea.
I got a lot of worries.
Right. And that's what's happening.
Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning.
With Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
And Omar has stepped into the studio. He's the guy that got in a fight over a timeshare.
Yeah.
Almost came to blows.
Stupid bitch-ass salesman.
Salesman said, do you want to take this outside?
I didn't know where I was. I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, you were nice enough to say, I'll give you the hour.
Yep.
And you're supposed to give me a gift card at the end of that hour.
A gift card and a cruise and some tickets to a buffet.
And you said, sure, absolutely. But I'm being honest with you. I'm only going to be here an hour and I don't have any interest in doing this. And they said, that's fine.
Yep.
But when it came time to crunch time.
Yeah, they tried to pressure me, and I didn't have a good time during that one specifically.
Really?
Yeah, but I have had some success in this.
Really?
And I
just sitting through the sales pitch?
Yeah,
using a timeshare.
Right. Never use a timeshare, but I'm sure people out there use it and have a good time. But
I think we all assume that.
I honestly, if I'm honest, I have no idea what a timeshare is. I know, like, you own a property or something, but you can only go certain dates.
You're basically
and other
right.
People
yeah, you're basically,
basically
right.
Basically,
it's a rental. Yeah.
Okay.
I assume the Airbnb industry has affected it.
Okay.
But it's sort of like you are guaranteed a vacation at a certain time every year.
Okay.
People have issues with that because you can't really mess with the dates too much.
Do you know the other people that own
no.
it?
As, no.
Oh,
no.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's like they sell every week.
Yeah.
To somebody else.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, they give you lowered rates, but the problem is that you're locked in at certain points every year.
And you can never get out.
Well, that
you can never get out.
There
are companies that are there to help you get out of the timeshares.
You're kidding.
No, it's almost impossible.
Help you get out of the contract?
Yes.
Yeah. But that's why we're going to take calls about this, right?
Yeah.
At 1-800-520-1067. If you've had positive or negative experiences with timeshares, because I've also heard every once in a while someone grew up with a great timeshare. I've heard people say that, like, oh, my parents had a timeshare and we loved it. Actually, I think my wife, I think she was involved in a very small timeshare as a kid with her parents.
He's like, I think actually we had a timeshare.
I think Danielle and I lived in a timeshare. You know, it's weird because we move out every couple months to let a random family in.
That was quite the journey.
I'm putting this together in my head. We live in a timeshare.
How about that?
No, I have heard some people have good experiences, so who knows?
Look, if I was going to get one, I would get one in, say, Vegas, a place that I know I'm going to keep going a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd use it, I would think.
I would think that would work because you know you're going to go there.
Right.
You know it's close enough. But we're talking about people who have like Orlando.
Like Bermuda.
Well, yeah, that for sure. But
or
I'm saying
Hawaii,
like,
even
Orlando, right? Like somewhere that you know you'll go with your family. We want to go to Disney World, whatever.
Makes sense.
But
sure.
The problem is kids with vacations, you can't predict where the dates are going to be. And then you're stuck with a week in Orlando and you don't have the correct dates. That's where people fall into trouble, I think.
Yeah, for years and years.
Yeah.
People fall into trouble. It's crazy.
What else have you gotten from these meetings that you steal from a corporation?
So, yeah, I love just like sitting through these presentations.
Sure,
because
sure.
The one in Cabo was the best because we got a glass bottom tour.
Yeah.
One of those glass bottom boats. We got a dinner cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my kids, so it was for four people.
Right.
We got a whale watching. And we also got some jet ski rentals.
My gosh.
Yeah.
For
so
sitting an
for
hour?
One hour.
And person didn't fight you, didn't want to fight.
No, they didn't want to fight, but they did bring in, like, you know, the closer.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that happens. And they try to really pressure you. But at that point, I was just like, I'm not in the market. And I was just like, la, 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 la. And they knew I wasn't going to do it.
They're
you know?
Sir, can you take your headphones off?
Yeah. Just for the closer.
Please.
Just for the closer.
Yeah,
we want the closer to come in.
Stop listening to music for a minute.
And then on my honeymoon, I also said, sat through one, and this was crazy because they escorted us to our room, and we're like, hey, if you sit through an hour presentation, you could have this room. And it was an upgraded suite, so we got the upgraded suite, and we got horseback riding and scuba lessons all just thrown in.
Yeah,
it was cool.
And they didn't give you crap.
No, these people were super cool because they were like drunk during the presentation.
Sure.
They were just there partying, so they didn't really care.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it was cool.
All right, we're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Yvonne, you hold on. Her parents have three of them.
Oh my God.
I'm excited to hear if it's good or bad.
And we will take the calls next on K-Rock.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Talking about timeshares, good or bad experiences. Yvonne, good morning.
Hi, good morning, you guys. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. Tell us about your timeshare time. Share.
Okay.
Time.
So I wanted to get you guys up to speed on these timeshares.
Oh, okay.
I've had a lot of experience managing my parents.
Oh.
So what it is you buy it up front, right? You pay a fee for it. And then when you want to actually use those weeks, and it depends on whether they give you 1 week or 3 weeks, you pay maintenance fees. It's like a quarterly maintenance fee. And they go up, and there's like a board of trustees and all this crazy stuff where you can vote. It gets very cultish, I guess you can say. So you have to be versed on what you're doing.
How is it so difficult to get out of? It seems like it would be a rent like anything else.
Yeah, we hired a company at one point to try to get out of it, and they totally gypped us. Like, they never called us back. We paid like $1,400.
Wow!
So not only are timeshares tough, the people to get out of timeshares are tough.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. But yeah, so what you do is they'll give you a certain amount of weeks, and then you use it. They don't tie you into certain dates, but they will tie you into a location. Now, say I want to go to Europe. Mine is in Cancun.
Okay.
I want to go to in Europe. I have to trade that week to a third party and pay a membership for them, which can range about maybe $600, $700 for a 5-year membership.
And then it's like the movie The Holiday.
Yeah, exactly. It's very similar. So it's a lot of money involved. Fortunately, my parents kind of can afford it, so I kind of tag on with them. My brother and sister hate me for that. But, there's a seminar that you usually have to participate when you get there, and they just try to keep you up to speed. And, of course,
to go to a seminar after you own it?
Yeah. And
what?
That's something
they don't give you anything for that one.
What?
No. Well, they do. They'll give you, like, food and stuff.
Right.
And sometimes they give you booze, which is the good thing about it. But, there are, it's pretty tricky. You just have to make sure. I mean, my parents are retired, so they take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of have to have an open mind when you're going as far as, you know, if you're really going to be utilizing it. If you're just a one-time vacationer, like maybe once every 3 years, it's not going to work for you. Mm-hmm. But
they somehow talk you into it, though. You end up feeling like this is the best thing ever.
They do. And then usually these places are beautiful. They're very luxurious, especially the ones in Mexico. We just traded to Cabo, and instead of paying for a double room for $1,700, we got it for $250. But wow, the dates are kind of weird. You have to go, and it's very... you just have to be really well informed, and then it'll work out.
You've sold me on this because I love seminars. So I don't even like traveling.
Point. Are you guys interested in?
No. Get out of the phone.
Nope. Thank you.
106.7 KROQ FM. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are talking about timeshares, good and bad. Peyton is on the phone from Mission Viejo. Good morning, Peyton.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Good. So I thankfully have not had any too many issues myself. My parents, so I'm one of six kids, where when we were kids, they decided to buy a timeshare close to Disneyland, thinking that we would go every year, prices would stay around the same, everything would be perfect. But unfortunately, we only used it maybe twice in the entire time my parents have actually owned it. And every year they've been pretty fortunate to rent it out. And now they have another timeshare actually with Marriott, which they go to Maui every year pretty much.
Okay, so they use it every year when they go to Maui?
They use the new one they have, but they have one. They've had one since I was a kid. I'm 29 now.
Wow.
And they've had it since I was probably about 6 years old, I would say.
Wow.
So, and they could never get out of it.
Okay, question about the Disneyland one. So they've only went twice in those almost 30 years. And then...
Maybe twice, yeah.
Yeah, so then they're able to rent it. Do they make a profit on that rental, or are they just trying to keep the money they end up paying out in maintenance kind of thing?
Pretty much they're breaking even at that. Yeah, they sometimes make a little profit, but usually just breaking even.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, tons of work. I mean,
much work, right?
The seminars, oh boy.
Is it a cult?
Yeah, it is.
It's a cult, right?
It is.
All right.
Drink Kool-Aid.
Right.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Xenu comes down at the end of the vacation. Yeah.
Let's go to Jennifer in Claremont. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
A long time, first time, and I really like the show. I miss Bean, RIP Bean, but I wanted to say the show's great now.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I have had a great experience with my timeshare. I bought one in Cabo San Lucas over 20 years ago, and I figured out when I was buying it the price. I just divided it, and it worked out to having like $120 a night hotel room for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured anywhere I go, I would pay that much money for a hotel room, yeah, probably, vacation.
Sure.
And then I did join the club where you can trade it with other ones. I've traded it to Hawaii and all different kinds of places. You can trade it for cruises. You can trade it for New York City. So
it just seems like a lot of work.
I don't know, but she's making it seem so simple.
It's pretty simple. I mean, I pay the maintenance fees, but it's once a year.
Mm-hmm.
I have, to deposit your weeks to get them. And the longer they're deposited, the more trading power you have. So you can upgrade your room to a nicer room, like, you know, to a one bedroom or something like that sometimes, depending on how long and where you're trading. They do have rules like, I can't trade for another one in Cabo San Lucas. I have to go to mine.
Right. So you have to stay within your place when it's your same destination.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Does it feel kind of like a cult?
No.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Do they make you wear a white robe and purple Nikes?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. All right.
Well.
Resort. Call you every morning and say, would you like to come down for breakfast? And they're trying to sell you another week.
No, Jennifer, it's a cult.
And also, they make you shave your head when you go down.
And you no longer talk to your family.
No,
that happens.
Yeah.
They come looking for you.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Christy at El Monte. Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you?
We are good, thank you. Timeshares seem great to that last person.
Yeah, it seemed like it worked for her.
I used to work for a company that would try to get people out of their timeshare.
Why is it so difficult to get out?
So it's all in fine print, but the timeshare contract, first of all, you can never get out of it, and your heirs inherit it.
Hold on.
Your contract's in perpetuity.
So if your parents bought one, it's now your debt once they move on?
Yes.
What?
Okay, question.
How is that possible? Yes.
Question, Christy.
Which is why there's thousands and thousands of them for sale online for a dollar.
Whoa.
Are there really?
Yeah, I'm sure, because that's just the maintenance fees that you're due. Christy, are there better ones than others? Are you painting all of them as bad? No.
They're all the same.
Wow.
All the same. Even the Disney Alani one. It's all the same.
Right.
Christy, is it a cult?
Yeah.
Does it feel like a cult?
Is it a cult?
It's not a cult, but I can tell you that it's definitely practically impossible to get out of it. It'll cost you tens of thousands of dollars to get out of one.
That's crazy.
The companies that are around to try to get you out of them, they themselves are practically scams, because what happens is they take your $10,000 to get you out of it, and then all they're doing on the back end is they then start paying your facility fees.
Sure.
And I know that because I used to be the person who would use the CEO's credit card to make the payments.
Christy's part of the cult, you guys.
All day long to make payments.
She's part of the cult.
Before we went into the segment, too.
I long left this job.
Right.
And then what would happen is they would promise you that you would make all your payments on time, but inevitably they never did. So then it would go against your credit score.
What is going on?
And then contacting them and yelling, like, you were supposed to pay my payment, and you didn't do it. So then they'd go, okay, well, we'll pay it now. And then I would be the person who'd have to go online and make all of those payments.
All right, so the timeshare is
to try to get caught up. And the and actually what was happening is, on the back end, the company would collect many timeshares and then sell them back to the original company in a block at a loss.
All right. First, I'm nervous Christy gets paid by the word. Secondly, we got an article right before we went on air about a woman who's stuck in a timeshare as well, and she's been trying, and she paid $5,000 to a company who now won't call her back.
So the timeshare company is a scam and a cult.
And then the companies
that get you out of those, also a scam
and
a cult.
They're all working in cahoots together.
And they change their name. They go out of business and change their name, and they reorganize as an LLC and then reopen as, under a new name.
Unbelievable.
All right, so we're going in on timeshare together.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
Time for one last look at what's happening.
Do you guys remember back in 2011, Robert Pattinson was doing press for the movie Water for Elephants, where he was playing a circus hand in that movie?
Do you guys remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
I don't remember
that at all. One of the greatest moments in media history.
You're just saying words.
Here's why I bring it up.
You guys remember Robert Pattinson's one film about elephants and chocolate and water? He did a bunch of media for it. It was great. Interviews.
He was asked on the Today Show. It became a big story.
Yeah,
he was asked on the Today Show if he ever went to the circus as a kid.
What?
That classic moment in Robert Pattinson history.
To which Robert Pattinson said, only once, because a clown died.
What?
And Matt Lauer was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, I went and clown died and everyone was running out. It was a horrible experience.
Okay.
And it was a real bummer of an interview. And Matt Lauer was like, wait, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, I'll never forget it. It was intense.
Okay.
And then a week later, he's like, yeah, I made that all up.
What?
And I have loved Robert Pattinson ever since.
He made that up.
And I feel like he does that a lot. Case in point, this interview that he just did for Allure. He said, lots of people tell me I smell like a crayon, like I'm embalmed or something. So he's talking about some of his favorite scents, and he said, definitely the scent of when you're in love with someone, and the smell is incredible. It brings out like an animal state, an animal side of being human. And the worst smell, I mean, I don't really mind grimy stuff. I love the smell of things people really hate. But burning hair is revolting. Like, what are you even talking about, Robert Pattinson?
Robert.
And then he talks about how he never thought he was... should be up for any of the good-looking guy roles because he's always felt he was really awkward. He says, and then in Twilight, Edward is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But when I turned up for the audition, I had done a job where I had dyed my hair black. I had an inch and a half of roots. I had waxed my body. And then I had a few months where I was just drinking beer all day. So I had this hairless, chubby body. I looked like a baby with a wig on. What? Is he just messing with every reporter now?
I feel like yes.
Oh, I respect it so much. I feel like yes. You guys, go back to that Today Show interview.
I don't need to. I have it tattooed, the whole transcript on my back.
It's magic.
One of the most famous moments in media history.
Matt Lauer's really taken aback. Like, well, of course. Wow, that sounds awful.
Really? You saw that in real life?
He lied about the whole thing.
Love him.
God, it's so good.
Also, people that are mad about him in the Batman, they did like a screen test and showed it. You saw that this last week?
Oh, that it's incredible? Looks amazing?
I think it looks great.
Yeah.
And on top of that, people still mad about Robert Pattinson. Just watch Uncut Gems. It's now on Netflix. You can watch it. It just got added. He is an incredible actor. I could not be more excited about this.
Wait.
Good Time.
Who's? Yeah, I was going to say,
sorry,
he's not in
same Uncut directors.
Gems.
Same directors and writers. Good
who's
Time.
Who's mad at about him being
tons
Batman?
Of people. It
a lot of people.
A lot of backlash.
Affleck fans?
No.
Okay.
Just
people
like Affleck.
Who's mad?
No.
People who don't want him to be Batman. And yet he was so good in Good Time, and now it's on Netflix. You can watch it. He's a great actor.
He lied.
Lighthouse. Go see Lighthouse, which he's incredible in.
He lied about...
Yeah, he also deserves this. Exactly.
A clown dying in a circus. I respect it. I think it's amazing. I love him, and I want him to prosper in any way he can.
Agreed.
Anyone that makes Matt Lauer stop in their tracks, this doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Best news ever. Adele telling a crowd at a wedding. Yeah, next album's coming in September.
Weird place to make an announcement.
Well, she was officiating the wedding of her childhood friend.
She made it about her. Hey, guys, this is a great wedding, but my album comes out in a year.
She was officiating the wedding. Can you imagine? Do you take this man who's super stoked for my new album to come out in September?
Drops in September.
To be your lovely wedded wife. Well, it was her childhood friend, Laura Dockrell, who married a guy named Hugo White, who's a member of the band The Maccabees. They got married at a London pub on Saturday. I've never been more jealous to be in this audience. She's on stage singing Rolling in the Deep with a wedding band. And then she sings My Same, which is written about her best friend from childhood, Laura Dockrell. And then you look in the audience in some of these videos and you're like, is that Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine just singing along to all the words? Yeah, she was. It was Florence Welch.
Sounds pretty awesome.
It sounds like a blast, you guys.
She's such a butthole.
I don't think that's what we're saying at all.
Remember I told the story of when I went to the Adele concert? I was so excited to see Adele.
Yeah.
And she starts singing and I just start crying.
Yep.
Because she's amazing. And then my bitch of a friend, Michelle Beadle.
Made me so happy.
Just looks at me and her face is probably like 6 inches from mine, but I was so in the moment. And I like look over and she's like, what are you even doing right now? What is wrong with you? She's just mean, just mean. And then I bought tickets to see Adele at one of her last concerts at Wembley. And then I was in the Uber heading for the airport and found out it was canceled.
Yes. Yes.
I was on a real run that
year
of things that I was super excited about that got canceled.
That was a real gift, you guys.
Yeah!
I feel like that's mean, that you're just celebrating.
Very happy about it.
That. Guys, live from Washington, it's Saturday night. Kenan Thompson, the longest tenured SNL cast member, is going to serve as the MC of this year's White House Correspondents Association dinner, the annual big old party where they're like, hey, celebrate us. Hasan Minhaj will be a featured repeat performer at this event as well. So I guess some laughs will be had. Jensen will watch it on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Can't wait for you to let us know how
it does.
Finally
get to watch that channel.
Yeah.
Really been looking forward to it.
Every once a year, I'm just like, man, C-SPAN.
You live for it.
I know. I love the silence in between politicians talking. You know what I mean? The like meeting sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very dull.
Yeah.
The worst ever.
Please, I'd rather sit in my bed, like just staring at a wall.
I feel like there's too many festivals because there's a new one called Seltzerland.
What?
Set to debut in Minneapolis, then New York, then Chicago, and six other cities beginning this spring.
Seltzerland.
Yeah, it's all about seltzer. White Claw, Natty Light, Smirnoff, and more. There's going to be food, games, music. I guess you have a whiskey festival. You have a beer festival. No.
I don't want to go to a seltzer.
I don't either, especially after hearing that the CEO said that hard seltzers have spiked over the past year, and they're not slowing down.
Nope.
Oh, sir. How dare you? All right. Some birthdays
for you. Do we know who's performing at Seltzerland?
I don't know if they're going to have bands or if
what?
It's just...
No bands at a festival?
At like a famous whiskey ones or festival or a beer festival, sometimes you don't have bands. You just let the beer be the artist that you're celebrating.
But okay.
Feel free to use that, seltzer dude.
I just think, you know, you got to book it knowing it's for seltzer or whatever. So you have to think about bands that would be good for people getting drunk on seltzer.
Okay.
Like Brian Setzer.
Just call it Brian Seltzer.
Because his name sounds like it, yeah.
You're an idiot.
But then I'm also thinking, like, what bands would be good with seltzer? Like, you're downing White Claws. What do you want to hear?
That's a great question.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
We'll work it out off air if you
no
want.
No one.
But if you're...
If I'm drinking seltzer...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a White Claw, and you're like, man...
Muggs is pointing
what would
at
you
something.
Think?
What are you pointing at?
Just read the note.
Who would you want to perform?
Where's the note?
Who would you want to perform? I always want the Foo Fighters to perform.
Okay.
But they wouldn't do that, I don't believe.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Downing White Claws. I'm trying to think.
Okay. I don't have a note because I wasn't logged in. What is the note?
You'd be downing Bud Light Seltzers because those are clearly better.
Right.
That's the note?
It's a dumb note.
That you wanted me to read?
No. No, it's important.
What he's saying is we are in cahoots with Bud Light Seltzer. But I don't think that we're making fun of Seltzer. I think we're saying it's good and that we're having a festival. Who would perform it?
Who would perform?
Yeah.
I'd say Brian Setzer.
Pretty good day over here.
This has gone well.
Good day.
Happy birthday, Yoko Ono, Molly Ringwald, John Travolta, Ike Barinholtz, and Dr. Dre.
That was good.
POD would be fun with a bunch of seltzers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Brian Setzer, POD. So far, we have locked in.
Harvey Danger.
Good one. He'd be good with seltzers. All right, move on.
I will be at the
Kevin Seltzer. Oh, he was the shortstop for the New York Mets.
Would he perform?
I don't
just
know.
Like, maybe
signing
he'd
take grounders?
Yeah.
He'd play
meet and greet.
Just take grounders. I'm going to head over to stage 6. He's just taking grounders.
I'm going to play Pepper with people who want to come play. All right, Muggs.
Can I go now?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I already got it out.
All right, good. Today is the last week. It starts the last week where you can come down to Del Taco and pick up a pair of lift tickets to K-Rock Storms Bear Mountain. I'm so excited I can't even talk.
I get it.
And we'll be at the Del Taco in Torrance today at 20135 Hawthorne Boulevard, 12 to 1.
First... Holy crap!
That's right. First 50 people in line will get a pair of lift tickets to K-Rock Storms Bear Mountain featuring Lovely the Band and some free food. Come join me, won't you? Bring a seltzer.
Thanks, Muggs. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour with Stryker and Klein is happening thanks to a random act of helpfulness and the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new show. We've got Get Up on This. Mm-hmm. We have Animal Stories, and we have more tickets for you to see Incubus with 311 and Bad Flower tomorrow morning.
This is Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
What? I find that hard to believe.
106.7 KROQ FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.